Good morning, everyone. Today we talk about work on The Takeaway, and a lot of you aren't working. 10.2%, that's the unemployment rate for last month, and it's expected to rise at the end of this week when we get the November unemployment rate. October 10.2, November we'll find out. It's expected to rise. But where do you look for jobs? In some sense, the best place to look, to look at what's going on in the job market, is to look at those firings, people who are actually getting laid off, which is a sign of who might be getting hired in other parts, even of the same company. A lot of people to talk about this. Beth Koblenner, of course, Takeaway contributor and author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s, in our studio as usual. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
And Pamela Watson joins us, a career consultant and professional resume writer at Beacon Career Management. She joins us from Hightstown, New Jersey. Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning.
I want to play for both of you a little cut of tape from someone named Alan Stisna, who was recently hired at a company, and he believes this was due to him watching very, very carefully who was being fired at the very same company.
Hi, my name is Alex Stisna. I'm a program manager for an up-and-coming telecommunications company. Recently, I've had a chance to score a great job in this market that seems to be affecting everyone. The company I work for right now went through some massive layoffs 6 to 8 months ago, and now we're growing, looking for the opportunity in our area to grow. And I am a professional with a background in information technology, and they're looking to have or utilize my skill set.
So, Beth Koblenner, how is this different from the situation when I was working in a factory where the last fired would be the first hired? That basically a kind of a seniority situation where you'd get rehired by your company when they get back to work.
Totally different world right now, because what companies are doing is they're viewing this bad market as a chance to either time to update talent or looking for less expensive employees to hire in place of people who maybe were somewhat more expensive. Also, companies are retrenching. They're not just, you know, getting rid of employees, but they're switching their business models. Instead of being focusing only on books, maybe they're focusing on the online division, only, you know, focusing on the store retail. They're looking to, again, some technology aspect of a business. And I think that is the thing people have to realize. It's not just, it's not sort of the vulture going through the obituaries, looking through, you know, to find a great apartment in a city. It's really a change in the business. And that gives you an opportunity, even though it's depressing to read about all these, you know, layoffs, there might be opportunity in that.
Can you be successful doing this?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I think there is a lot of opportunity. I think that the other big thing to keep in mind is geographic. You know, a lot of times companies are laying off. For example, you know, Tyson, the company, laid off workers in Kansas and Nebraska last year, but then they were hiring in Iowa and Arkansas. You know, there are more extreme examples where IBM was laying off a bunch of workers in the U.S., but they were willing to help people move to India, which is a really big change. But if there's geographic change, and then there's also the type of job that they're offering is changing as well.
Well, Pamela, short of moving to Bangalore, is this a piece of a larger puzzle of trying to figure out where the job market is headed? Or is it actually something you could use like Craigslist to find a job?
It's a piece, because what I would highly caution those who take this particular strategy is that the key is really to know and have a good network, so that perhaps you're able to get the background or the backstory related to the downsizing. Typically, companies that have gone through downsizing begin to do, as Beth indicated, do the retrenching, sort of looking to get a different type of talent pool. And if your network is there and pretty strong and able to give you some information and insight, this is one strategy that you can consider and use creatively.
Okay, so Beth, I was the one that initially thought this sounds, for the person who was laid off, this sounds like going through the obituaries to try and find yourself an apartment in New York. But maybe you're saying this is a way to make lemons out of lemonade. So for the person who is laid off, can they, if the person that's laid off from Tyson, can they then retrench themselves and move reapply to Tyson in a new capacity? How do the person who's laid off make this to their advantage?
Right. Well, I think you bring up an excellent point, and I think that's the problem. What some companies are doing, if they're laying off a little bit more expensive workers, they might be hiring a next round of workers who are less expensive. But they typically don't go to their employers and say, you know, they are doing some pay cuts and some furloughs, but they may not go to that same that old employee and say, would you take this job for half the pay? So it can get very demoralizing to not only the person who was laid off, but the people who are remaining. Hey, why'd they let off Joe? He was great, and they hired somebody new. So it can, you know, be very, very tricky, I think.
But Pamela Watson, I mean, if you have espionage within your company that, okay, they're laying off at Factory A, all right, where you happen to live, and that's going to include your job, but you're pretty convinced that over at Factory B on the other side of the country, they're going to be hiring. I mean, if you show up at Factory B as old Fred Gillespie and offer to take a job for less, I mean, are they going to really look at you attractively in that situation, Pamela?
I think so, mainly because you're bringing perhaps skills and experiences that match with what the company is needing. The idea is really to market yourself appropriately so that there's a good match. And a company will value that, and you've got a great opportunity to get a new position.
And, of course, we should say a lot of people can't relocate, right?
Absolutely. So. I mean, I think this isn't the end-all, be-all answer, but I think it's sort of demoralizing when you're hearing about all these layoffs and you're hearing about all this cutbacks in companies, and you say, I'm going to steer clear of this. You know, but then if you just look at, you hear that, you know, Aetna announced a couple of weeks ago laying off 625 employees. You look on the website, they're advertising for 100 employees.
Wow. In a different department?
Different areas.
Well, you know,
different areas.
We should do a segment one of these weeks about relocating.
Uh-huh.
About the difficulty of that, because there are opportunities out there, clearly.
Yeah, and that's been talk about relocating.
Yeah.
There we go. And that's been on a huge upswing. That is something that they're finding. More people have relocated for jobs during this recession than ever before since they've been tracking.
Well, we'd love to hear some success stories on that. You know how to reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytakeatthetakeaway.org. Thanks, as always, to Beth Koblinger, Takeaway contributor and author of Get a Financial Life. And Pamela Watson, thanks so much, career consultant in Hightstown, New Jersey. Thanks.
Great to be here.
There's about 30,000 troops who have a new job in Afghanistan for which they have to relocate. And we're asking you, in advance of President Obama's speech from West Point tonight, what are you hoping to hear from the president? Are you hoping for him to talk about an exit strategy, plans for diplomacy in the region? How much are you focused on the troops involved? What are you hoping to hear?
This is Dan from Jersey. I'd like President Obama to say that we will aggressively pursue and dispatch our enemy. And I'd also like him to say he's going to reinstate the draft.
Oh, I can't expect he's going to say that. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, especially if you're a veteran yourself or have someone overseas. 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org.
I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.